Hello and welcome to Food Neighborhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities various the locals' love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to the Greek island of Idra. It is where songwriter Leonard Cohen once lived and took much of his inspiration. The island is also famous for its ban on cars, and as we'll find out, it's a great place to enjoy the freshest traditional dishes. Our guide is Monocle's Daphne Karnizis, a Greek herself.
When it comes to eating in Greece in the summertime, there are a few dishes I look forward to the most. The usual suspects, yemistá, peppers and tomatoes stuffed with rice and herbs, horta, a type of boiled amaranth greens, zucchini balls, moussaka, spanakopita, spinach pie, tiropita, cheese pie, any pizza for that matter, and the freshest Greek salad you'll find all year. Then of course there's the fruit and desserts, watermelon, galaktoboureko, with a crispy phyllo and creamy custard, and Greek spoon sweets, typically served with yogurt. Then there's the fish, the freshest you can find, and for me, the smaller the better. Fried anchovies, smelt, eat them whole with lots of lemon, and red mullets. While you can get all this in the capital, Athens, there's something unbeatable about eating on an island. The sound of the waves, the salty breeze, the gentle hum of kaikia boats going out for the catch of the day. One option, that's surprisingly close to Athens yet worlds apart, is Idra, where I've been going each summer for the past 3-4 years. The small island is just under 2 hours boat ride from Piraeus Port on the Aegean side of Greece. There's only one main town called Idra Port, and there are no cars allowed anywhere on the island. You'll see lots of donkeys though.
Come over to the window, my little darling.
The tranquil island dotted with old stone mansions once belonging to navy captains was also once the home of songwriter and author Leonard Cohen, who met Marianne Jensen, his most notable muse, on the island. She'd later be the inspiration for his hit So Long Marianne. The cluster of restaurants in the main port town, from tavernas to mixed cuisine, is on my own, permanent, personal list of food neighbourhoods. I'd start at Spilia for brunch with strapazzada, the Greek version of scrambled eggs with tomato, oregano, and best served with graviera cheese, not to be confused with the Swiss cheese Gruyère. It's Greece's second most popular cheese after feta, and often the choice for saganaki, the fried cheese dish. For a light snack during the day or at the beach, since it's often too hot for a sit-down meal during the day, try the town bakery's fresh baked goods. Try the strifthi spanakopita, literally meaning spiral spinach pie. The shape makes the taste all the better. Late afternoon cocktails at Idroneta are a must. The bar, built into a cliff facing the open horizon, has the best sunset views. The daiquiris are all made with fresh fruit, with peach daiquiris a must try. For dinner, Psaropoula restaurant overlooking the harbour has some of the freshest fish you'll find, where you'll be asked to order by the kilo. My top tip? Ask what's the fresh catch of the day. For something different, Mana is the latest addition to the island's food scene. Tucked away in a narrow cobblestone alleyway, dishes are Mediterranean with a twist. Try the cod tacos for starters and prawn linguine with katiki cheese, a white, soft cheese from central Greece stirred into it. For the adventurous, finish the night at Flora's Patisserie and ask for goat's milk ice cream. All flavours are classic, from pistachio to strawberries and chocolate, but made locally with goat's milk, a surprisingly refreshing taste. So if you're up for fresh fish following sunset cocktails and a few dips in the sea in between, head to Idra and I'll see you there. For Monocle in Greece, I'm Daphne Karnizis.
This has been episode number 94 of Food Neighborhoods. Thanks to Daphne for the tour on the Greek island of Idra. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.